Sam Constantino, Sportsnet's very own prospect analyst. Sam, how's the weekend been? How are you feeling today?
Yeah, doing great, thanks. Getting ready to get going. We got a big tilt coming up here in Minnesota on Wednesday, which I'll be in attendance at to kind of continue forward with the 2019 draft class. So really looking forward to that. As the USA Hockey All-American Prospects game was one that I went to last year, and quite frankly is where I kind of laid my eyes on Keandre Miller. And from that point, he went on my list, and then he started to appear in a lot of others shortly thereafter. So it's an important event, as much as it still have, you know, has that hockey feel to it.
Right, and you know, one thing we've talked about before, Sam, is the emergence of these highly skilled American hockey players, and we all know Jack Hughes is slated right now to be the top pick in next year's draft. How many star players could be coming out of this draft, especially from the American programs?
Well, I think if you look in the first round, you're probably looking at five or six guys to come out of that program once again. And, you know, it all starts with Jack Hughes, obviously, and then it moves down from there. Turcotte, I heard you guys mention him. Cam York's a guy who's going to be in there. Alex Vlasic's a guy who's probably going to see, you know, some first-round activity. So, you know, you're looking in that area of five or six guys, I think, and it just speaks volumes as to the program that where it's come. If you look 2 years ago, not quite so successful with the U.S. program. It was one of those down years, one of those down cycles for the program, but that's definitely changed now with what happened last year and what we're going to see here in 2019.
And Sam, I mean, we're still over 9 months away from the actual draft being held next June, but you know, how big of a gap is there right now between Jack Hughes as a top prospect in the draft and the number two prospect?
I think he's going to be a lot like Rasmus Dahlin, where he's just going to go wire to wire, and you know, everyone's going to come up with those acronyms or saying, and you know, lose to choose Hughes is kind of the way I've looked at it. Unless, of course, you're the Ottawa Senators, in which case you don't want that to happen because that means a great pick for Colorado. But I can pretty much see this guy going wire to wire the same way as Rasmus Dahlin. You know, we've heard about some of the comparisons at a similar age to what Connor McDavid brought to the table, and I think those comparisons are valid. Maybe not quite to the same extent, but, you know, being in the conversation is definitely comfortable for me when talking about Hughes and where McDavid was at this time.
Sam, last year was a big year for the U.S. development program, and actually the past several years as well. But considering the first round is loaded with so much talent out of the WHL, is this the year where the Western Hockey League really steps up and shines?
Well, it's nice to see that, because I think for the last few years the conversation has been about the skill level in that league and how it might fall behind what you see in Ontario and what you see in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League now. You know, Ontario is a league that's traditionally going to have that edge just based on population alone. But when you include all the provinces that the Western Hockey League encompasses, not too far behind in that area when you talk about major centers such as Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, of course, being able to provide minor hockey players. So it's nice to see that after last year, you know, Alexander Alexiev snuck in as the last pick to Washington in the first round to complement what Ty Smith did going to New Jersey at 17, you're going to see a lot more of the Western Hockey Leaguers dotting the first round this year. Probably starts with, you know, with Dylan Cousins, for me, sitting there in that top five. Peyton Krebs out of Kootenay is a guy that everyone's going to be keeping their eye on. Kirby Dach, Saskatoon. Bowen Byram is a guy I really like. Mm-hmm. Matt Robertson, the defenseman out of Edmonton. But at least for your listeners, Bowen Byram's a guy that they can really keep close tabs on, and as I feel he's going to have a nice rise to prominence and end up somewhere in the top 15, maybe even the top 10.
Peyton Krebs really impressed me. I was watching the Hlinka-Gretzky tournament just a few months ago, and he's a guy who's a little smaller, but he plays shifty and he plays hard. I just don't know exactly what his natural position is. Some people have him listed as possibly a center. Others have him focused mostly on the wing. What do you think Peyton Krebs can turn out to be at the NHL?
You know, that's going to be interesting because he's a bit smaller, but I think about Nick Suzuki in terms of all of the things that you talked about and his ability. He's pretty close in size to where Nick Suzuki is, and that's going to be an experiment where we're 2 years further down the road to see where he ends up now that he's been traded to Montreal. Montreal with obvious needs at the center ice position, but Suzuki's a guy who who's played a lot of the last couple of years on the right side. So when I'm looking towards Peyton Krebs, I see the same sort of thing. Where he's most comfortable and where he's most played is that center. What he knows best is the center ice position. Is he going to end up being there? I mean, some of that is going to depend on, you know, what organization drafts him. If there's a definite need down the road, kind of like Montreal, that they need to pigeonhole him into that position, or is he going to be better suited with some of those, the great playmaking ability, his ability to turn and cut to play on the wing? So I think still a lot of that has to be determined. You know, a plan for a coach who's got great NHL experience, Steve Patrick Kootenay, is going to give, I think, NHL scouts a real good insight as to where he would project him as they continue to have those conversations from the start of the year right on through the WHL regular season.
We're talking prospects with Sam Constantino from Sportsnet here on the Playbook with Sat and John from Whistler and Canucks training camp on Sportsnet 650. And when we start looking at the level of talent in this year's draft, there's always a few guys that fly under the radar. And you mentioned that last year you were big on Keandre Miller early in the process, and he ended up shooting up the rankings by the end of it. Who is a guy that you really like but feel like he needs to take a big step to put himself into that first-round conversation?
You know what, Nolan Foote is kind of the guy for me, because if you go back to a couple of years ago, playing as an underager, you know, scored a boatload of goals, went through some injury issues last year. Obviously, the name is a familiar name, but I think he's fallen off the radar of a lot of people. But when I look at, you know, size, skating ability, ability to score goals, there's not many that can do what Nolan Foote does. So I think it won't be long before you see him back in the conscious of the conversation as being a high first rounder. So that would be one guy I definitely kind of narrow in on, although most people probably have him comfortably in the first round right now. I think probably in the latter stages is where they have him. I don't think it's going to end up being that way. A defenseman out of Kelowna by the name of Caden Korzak. I mean, anytime you're talking about defensemen that come out of that program, you know, that's usually adds a little bit of extra intrigue to where that pick would be. Two guys that I think are going to be really interesting to watch are Nick Robertson, who plays in Peterborough. Small sniper. His brother Jason was a pick by the Dallas Stars. You know, I watched him a lot at the Hlinka Gretzky. I really like what he brought to the table there. You know, Artur Kaliev, who plays in Hamilton, I think a lot of people have him in the first round. He'll be an interesting guy because of sometimes what people would consider indifference away from the puck. So those would be a few names that I definitely keep my eye on as we move forward here and seeing where they might end up in terms of first-round consideration.
We know, Sam, this past year's draft, defense was a strength of this year of the draft. For 2019, positionally, how do you see this breaking down as the best positions and the most depth?
Well, I think center is probably going to be, you know, the position that takes some prominence here, although we're going to see, you know, a lot of D as well. But when I'm looking at the grand scheme of things, I'm thinking about Vasily Podkolzin. I'm thinking about Jack Hughes. I'm thinking about Raphael Lavoie, who's just a dynamite player out in Halifax. You know, Peyton Krebs, Kirby Dach, Dylan Cousins. So, you know, the center ice position, the forward position, if you painted it more with a broad brush, would be the key to this year's draft as opposed to all the D that we saw go last year.
Sam, this year's rookie watch in the NHL is going to be a lot of fun, considering Rasmus Dahlin still very much in the mix there in Buffalo. Casey Mittelstadt wants to make a case for himself. But in training camp right now, what have you seen and what have you heard about other rookies that perhaps we're not talking about at the moment?
Well, Kirill Kaprizov is a guy I think that's going to probably turn a lot of heads. I mean, he's going to be really interesting. Miro Heiskanen's another guy. Zadina, is he going to be able to now, especially with the way things have gone with Zetterberg? L.A. Tolvanen, you know, people know about these guys. But Daniel Sprong is an interesting guy for me. I've watched him a lot play in his junior time, got a bunch of NHL games, then got sent back, played for, you know, for PEI, for Charlottetown, rather. So he's going to be a real fascinating guy for me to watch because in terms of his skating ability, his size, he brings a lot of things to the table. But there's a few other guys that I would consider as well. Anthony Cirelli, he had a real good feel for things with Tampa last year. He's a kind of a Swiss Army knife type of guy. Jordan Greenway is going to be, I think, a lot of fun. And one guy that I think is off a lot of people's radar is Warren Fogle. He got into a couple of games with Carolina last year. His 28 goals ranked second in the, out of all American Hockey League rookies last year. That's probably a little bit of a stretch in terms of his goal-scoring ability at the next level. But he's a hard worker. He can give you minutes on both special teams. I think that he's going to find a real good fit there with Rod Brind'Amour because they're similar type players, where Brind'Amour might have had a little bit more edge than what Warren Fogle would bring to the table. In terms of their work ethic, play away from the puck, being responsible guys, I think you're going to see a real nice marriage there when it comes to Warren Fogle in Carolina. He's probably the guy of this rookie class that would slide most under the radar out of anyone that we've talked about.
And Sam, I mean, it seems like in Boston nowadays, every year they have one great rookie after another. Of course, last year we even saw guys like Danton Heinen and Jake DeBrusk do good things, and we know Pastrnak wasn't that long ago, and same with Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo. Could Ryan Donato be the next really good young Bruins player that breaks out this season?
Yeah, I would think that's the case. I mean, you look at experience being an older guy. I think there's something to be said about that. But you have to like what Boston's done. And I guess if you're an Edmonton fan, you got to be thinking about Keith Gretzky, who was a big part of a lot of the drafting of those players, Pastrnak being one of them, who I think surprised a lot of people with where Boston took him. But I'm thinking about a couple of guys like Jakub Zboril and, of course, Zach Sinishin, along with Jake DeBrusk, were picked consecutively in that 2016 draft, I believe it was. And those two guys have yet to arrive on the scene here for Boston. So while Donato might be an older guy who might be more ready to step in, I would consider a guy like Zach Sinishin as someone who may fly well under the radar for Boston as well. And so their cupboard seemed to be pretty fairly well stocked, especially with some of the names that you've mentioned. And moving forward, it just seems kind of like the Kelowna Rockets in defenseman that Boston is going to have a rookie who has an impact.
Yeah, it's not a bad problem to have, that's for sure. Hey, Sam, always a pleasure getting you on the show. Always look forward to hearing your insight about the draft prospects. Enjoy watching them this week, and we'll talk again soon and break down more of these great players that we're going to see in the NHL in the future.
Boys, don't be afraid for the live invite, especially when it's that Whistler. You know what I mean?
Listen, you are always welcome, all right, Sam? You let me know when you're in town, and we'll make it happen.
Right on. Thanks a lot, guys.
Sportsnet 650.